This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Rachel Martin is away. It's been nearly two decades since we learned about the word gap, that young children of well-off professionals hear millions more words than those from poor families, and researchers found this gives them an advantage in school and life that compounds over time. Today, despite years of focus and effort, the word gap is just as wide.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a
wall.
Humpty Dumpty had a great
fall.
Those words rhyme.
It's rhyming time at Apple Tree Early Learning in Washington, D.C. Some of the 3- and 4-year-olds at this publicly funded preschool already lag far behind.
So usually these are students who can only use simple one-word answers.
Ryan Tarayainen is the principal here.
They have a very limited vocabulary, so they might have to describe all animals as a dog because they don't know another word for any other animal, which is compared to some students who come in speaking in paragraphs and being able to describe things at length.
Apple Tree President Jack McCarthy says invariably the children without many words have parents without much income.
On a daily basis, these children hear what's called command language, short sentences, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, whereas a more advantaged child will hear, I had granola for breakfast today, and wasn't that really crunchy and sweet and interesting?
You can find milk with the other dairy products like yogurt. Anaya, what letter do you think that the word milk starts with? Sit on your bottom, Harley.
A.
Oh, A is for Anaya. What letter do you think milk starts with?
Apple Tree's well-trained teachers aim to compensate to give the kids what they're missing at home.
Milk starts with the letter M. Can you help me write the letter M? All right, we're going to draw a line up, slant line down, slant line up, line down for the letter M. What letter is that?
McCarthy says some children show dramatic improvement in vocabulary, but is it enough to close the achievement gap? The first study that established the word gap found a 30 million word difference by age 3. New research out of Stanford University finds a disparity even earlier, by 18 months. That's boosted calls for universal pre-K. But some have decided that's not early enough.
I recognize that we need to really start in the cradle. And that's what this is about, starting in the cradle and working with the child's first teacher, their parent.
Angel Tavares is the mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, where he says 2/3 of kindergartners show up already behind on national literacy benchmarks. Next month, with funding from Bloomberg Philanthropies, Providence will launch a new effort to take on the word gap called Providence Talks.
We're working with a small group of families, and we are providing them a very small recording device that will record. It's a word pedometer. It counts the words, and we're able then to produce data and share it with the parents to let them know how they're doing.
The recorder tucks into a vest the child wears. It automatically calculates the number of words spoken and notes interactions when a parent or child asks a question and the other responds.
We're very hopeful that we can be the laboratory here in Providence, and that as we have success, we can share it with the rest of the country.
Providence got the idea from a small research program in Chicago. Anisha Newell took part in that. She says engaging in conversation with her child was not something she learned well growing up.
I don't remember having that time when my parents or my foster parents actually would sit down and read to me, or, you know, have fun bath time or that kind of thing. So it was important to me for my kids to feel that.
Using a recorder, Newell says she learned to talk to her nearly 3-year-old daughter in different ways, and at times she wouldn't have thought to before. In fact, she ended up breaking the research program record for most words spoken. Newell remembers one triumphant moment with her daughter.
She said ridiculous, and it was just like, really, did this 3-year-old? And
She said ridiculous?
She said ridiculous. She did use it in the right way. She said, Mommy, this is ridiculous. So it was just something that made me feel good as a parent.
The program that helped Newell is called 30 Million Words. It was started by Dana Suskind of the University of Chicago.
We have a core behavioral strategy called the 3 T's. The 3 T's are tune in, talk more, and take turns. You can tell a parent, look, go to the grocery store and talk about everything. But that's very different than saying, tune into the bananas that the child is focused on. talk about it, engage him, talk about the banana that you ate earlier this morning for breakfast. It's the serve and return that people always talk about. What we're doing with talking about it as 30 million words is we're getting people's attention. But we can't just have people saying 30 million times, stop it. It's got to be much more. So,
Or what about really long conversations on the cell phone? Does that not count?
Yeah,
that's a lot of words.
That doesn't work. Neither does TV. It's so sad. You know, there have been studies where children learn how to use a puppet, and they have an individual adult showing them how to learn to use the puppet, and I think they learn in one or two tries after watching it. And they have that same person who's been videoed doing the same thing, and it takes six times for the child to watch it on TV. There's just something sticky about human to human.
Susskind is expanding her training program to daycare centers, but Anne O'Leary of the nonprofit Next Generation wants to spread the word on the magic of talk even wider. She's been working with what she hopes can be a powerful messenger, the American Academy of Pediatrics.
How can we make sure that when pediatricians have their first visits with a family, the well-baby checkup, that we're providing information to parents about early reading, about early talk?
Early enough, she says, to head off the word gap.